Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing some of your time today. I know it's precious, so I'm going to do what I can to make it worth your while. And that's what we do in the Profit Express, to help you win the battle for business each and every day. You can follow me in the show on Facebook at the Profit Express page. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy, at Radio Tim Healy. And if you're just tuning in, today's guest is the founder of Bacon Sports, Rob Cressy. And he's been sharing some amazing secret strategies, ideas on how to turn your customer base into a community of raving fans. And just before the break, we were talking about, you know, hey, does your company, does your product or brand have a heartbeat? And if not, you know, well, shame on you. So, Rob, again, thanks for being on board today.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I appreciate it.
No, absolutely. Now, listen, I have to listen. It just, if you work at Bacon Sports, okay, I've seen some of your videos. It just seems like it's a fun place to work, I'm assuming. So what are staff meetings like there? Are you guys eating bacon and eggs? What's going on?
So is it fun? 100%, because I like to build a world in my image. And if you have the choice, what do you want to do? And fun is certainly going to be the default. So we're unique in how we structure, let's call it, staff meetings, because I've got a background in improv and comedy writing. And because of it, it's a safe space. It's one of the things that they teach us when I was at Second City, is very much the yes and philosophy.
Yeah,
I
want
it to be a place where anybody can come with an idea and we're going to build it up. But here's the thing. You have to have an emphasis on execution. So if you have an idea, you better be coming to the table with how it's going to be executed, because ideas are a dime a dozen. It's the execution that separates everybody. So with us, sure, we got a safe space, but at the same time, don't just throw out an idea, because that will go into the trash unless you tell me how it's going to be executed.
So everybody knows they got to show up to the table prepared, ready to go, and act on it.
Very much so. It's part of the culture and mindset of why we're great at what we do.
Well, and early before the break, you talked about, you know, one of the keys, we talked about strategy, mindset, and execution. A lot of small businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs fail, a lot of sales professionals fail because they're not executing, you know, because there are a lot of good ideas out there. And if you work most of them and you put the time into it, like you said, one tweet is better than zero tweets. So, you know, execution becomes so important. Listen, I know you must get asked a question a lot. I mean, are you at the point of getting sick of bacon?
Please, never. Are you kidding me?
Bacon is
a delicious meat treat.
Rob, I'm concerned. You're a nice guy. You're a young guy. Do you get your cholesterol checked? I want to make sure you're okay.
Ah, this is actually an interesting thing. So also very important to who I am and my success is my fitness and eating. So while I love bacon as much as everybody else loves bacon, it does not mean that I sleep in bacon sheets and only eat triple bacon cheeseburgers.
Okay.
I enjoy bacon, and I will proudly carry the bacon flag for all the bacon lovers out there. But at the same time, it is important that you work out and you look good, because if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you're going to be more confident. If you're more confident, you're going to create awesomeness.
So it's using bacon in the right proportions and amounts. There you go. Okay. And you can still love it and enjoy it. Let me ask you, and again, we spoke about it a little bit, but I want to bring it up again, because it's so relevant and so common for small businesses where they have limited resources, whether it's time, whether it's dollars. And, you know, you certainly don't take excuses, and you want to, you know, if you're not doing it, you know, I'll do it for you and I'll take your lunch. You know, that's kind of your approach. That's the approach of competition in business in America. So if there are limited resources, you know, do you have, you know, must have, if they can't do everything, do you have, you know, your baseline? This is what you have to do to engage. Is there that, you know, that starting point that a company must do to begin to engage the community of fans?
Yeah, it's actually simple. And it takes $0 to have the correct mindset. So what is the correct mindset? If I told you every single post you do, I want to make sure that there's a question at the end of every single one of them. If you do just that, guess what will happen? People will respond back to you. Why? Because it's hard to respond back to someone who doesn't ask you a question. So if you reframe your mindset and you say, you know what, all we do is ask questions on our social media about insert any number of things, that simple act right there will all of a sudden get people to know, like, and trust you a little bit more. And then here's the next part of this. When you ask a question and someone responds back to you, guess what you should probably do to continue to build the relationship? Respond back to them and do that for every single person. And it's not a hard thing to do, especially if you're a small business that doesn't have a ton of activity. It really starts with one. And so often in marketing and content creation and social media, relationship building takes time and it's a long-term strategy. And that's why so many people and brands don't do it, because they don't have the patience to build the relationship. But guess what? When you continue to engage with the people over and over and over again, guess what they're going to do? They're going to all of a sudden start talking to their friends about you. And you're not even going to realize it until one day someone new pops on your Facebook account. And you're like, oh, who is that? And then they engage with you and they're like, hey, I was talking to Tim the other day and he said that you're a pretty sweet brand. And I checked out your Facebook and it looks like a bunch of people are getting down and I like similar things that they do. And boom, it's just like that. It doesn't take any dollars to have the right mindset. All it does is have a willingness to help and ask questions and provide value to your audience.
I love it. Now, who's the one brand out there today that you admire, that you think, hey, they get it, they understand it, they've got a community of fans following them?
Well, I'm trying to think here of some of the favorite brands that I love that, okay, I've got one for you. It's a guy, his name is Andy Frisella. He runs a company called First Form. They're a supplement company. Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right, well, how are people going to get passionate and go crazy about supplements? Here's the thing. He doesn't sell supplements. He transforms people's lives. And the supplements and their ethos and way of being, they legitimately want to help people. So with their products, when you take them, you're now part of the First Form community. And they even name their community the Legion of Doom. And if you check out what they do on the social side of things, especially on Instagram, they're showing photos and videos of people who use their products. And another tip for you in terms of what can you do with limited resources, focus on user-generated content. Can you get people talking about your brand, using your product, and then using that content on your social platforms? Because for me, that is the pinnacle of marketing, is other people showing, using your product. And First Form does it amazingly. And then because of that, Andy Frisella, he's got an amazing podcast. He's built a tribe, because you know what he does? He gives back. He cares about the community. And, oh, by the way, their products are excellent.
And this is the Profit Express. Today's guest, Rob Cressy, the founder of Bacon Sports, helping to turn your customers into a community of raving fans, or a tribe even, as you describe, which I love that word as well. And hey, here's a great question for you listening to ask yourself. Does your product, your service, does your company have a heartbeat that your customers can feel and appreciate? On your website, and what's that website quickly, Rob?
BaconSports.com.
BaconSports.com. I could have guessed that. What you have a lot of cool things. It looks like a lot of great projects and testimonials on this site. What is it? And if you want to talk about a client, fine. If not, that's fine. But what's the one thing in what you do for your clients that gets you most juiced up and excited and that you're proud of?
I'm proud of building the communities for all of the clients. And the reason I am is because I feel the personal relationships, the each interaction, the people thanking you. I'll even give you one example right now. One of the companies we're working with is Papa Shot, the original arcade basketball game.
Really?
And we're helping build their digital community. And it's something that they didn't really have much of a presence before this. And what I love is we're getting people who play Papa Shot and have Papa Shot hoops to send in photos and videos of them playing, of their high scores, of their trick shots. And there's something that everyone needs to remember about user-generated content. Everybody loves to see their name in lights. And what does that mean? When somebody else promotes you, you tell everybody. So even if all we're doing is sharing a video about you doing your high score at Papa Shots, they're going to go, oh my goodness, can you believe I'm on the Papa Shot Instagram page right now? And they love it. And it's a positive thing for them. And it's an emotional connection that happens between a brand and their community. And as someone who is both a leader of the community for Bacon Sports myself, as well as behind the scenes for many brands, I see every interaction and I do the engagements, as does my team. And I know the real impact we have. And the reason that I know that is one challenge of a business is when you leave a community and not every opportunity lasts forever. And oftentimes when that happens, and it doesn't always mean that you're leaving for a bad reason. There could be any number of reasons.
Sure.
And when you hear the feedback from people that I've received saying, thank you so much for being the light of my day because I looked forward to engaging with insert brand. And at times I've been the face of brands and people legitimately enjoyed it. And that makes me feel good.
Awesome. Rob Cressy, founder of Bacon Sports. I know that there's listeners, startups, potential startups, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and you know, you helping them see the light, helping them understand what it takes to turn customers into a community of raving fans. I thank you so much for your time, sharing your passion today on the Profit Express, Rob. Thank you so much for being on board.
Thanks for having me, Tim. I really appreciate it.
You got it.